Good morning. Well, it's another beautiful fucking sunny day in Las Vegas, and I get to drop off the rent check, which is always my favorite time of the month, but gives me a chance for some thinking, and usually that involves drinking, but not today because I'm driving, so yep. You know, before I get into what I had planned to talk about, you know what really grinds my gears is fucking updates and change. No, it's not because I'm old, but can someone explain to me why you change the buttons around for something? So this app, for example, I used to open this app, hit the button for a new episode and the little microphone, and it would start recording. Now, you hit the button that says, do you want to complete the survey? No. Okay, is your podcast offensive? Fuck yes, it is. Do you have to fill out questions for each episode? I don't know what that is. Okay, start recording. Would you like to add background music? Sure. Would you like to... I mean, it's like a fucking survey in the 90s where they used to do all these... not census surveys, but other weird shit in the malls where they'd follow you around, ask you questions like, have you ever seen, you know, did you see Animaniacs, where Dot was doing that skit about George Wendt, the guy from Cheers? And do you know who George Wendt is? No. Okay. Have you seen a George Wendt movie? No. Would you like to see George Wendt eating beans? Would you like to see George Wendt in a movie about beans? Would you like to see beans in a movie about George Wendt? I mean, it just... that's how annoying these fucking things are. And to get a segment going, I have to hit the microphone, go through those fucking questions, X out of all the ads. Yes, I know it's the year end. I don't give a fuck. Nobody listens to this anyway. It's just stupid. And then I finish the segment. It says, okay, add music. Yes. All right. And instead of publish or save, now they've made save in the top right corner. Why isn't it always right underneath where it always fucking was? And I had to sit there and look to find where the fucking button was. And I'm not even convinced that it was called save before. It just fucking irritates me. And like, I don't play my PlayStation enough. I used to be an avid gamer, and now every time I turn it on, here's an update. Gotta wait a half hour for this shit. And I got fast fucking internet, but I gotta wait a half hour for this shit to install, reload. Oh, yeah, and then we're gonna play Elder Scrolls. Sorry, even though you've been in rest mode and we've supposed to have been checking for that and downloading this shit for you. No, we didn't do that, so you're gonna have to wait an hour to download the new gig and a half update for a patch and an expansion pack you don't have, but you need it anyway. I mean, Elder Scrolls Online is now up to like 165 gigs, I think. It's absolutely ridiculous. And then my phone, you know, wants to update to 16.1.1 after every 3 fucking months of, oh yeah, we're at 15.6.1.2, 15.6.1.3, 15.6.7.1. I mean, come on. Like, I get that there's fucking, you know, hackers out there and security threats and dumb shit like that. But do we really need a fucking update every single fucking week? And for all your apps, and considering this is an entirely electronic world, literally every time you touch one of your electronics, there's an update. And it pisses me to fuck off. But then again, what doesn't? There, I had a Pop-Tart. That should help my mood a little bit. Nah. Yeah, everything's just fucking irritating me lately. And I think it's always that way, especially on rent dropping off day. Because you work so fucking hard to make money to afford rent that's way overpriced as it is, when I could be living in Montana for like $700 a month or something. And it's just like, it must be the end of the month craze. I just tried to drop off money to deposit in the bank. Fucking Ong Bok sitting behind me wouldn't let me get out of my parking spot. She's staring at the goddamn taco truck and some other bitch selling tamales in the parking lot. And I'm like, Ong Bok, 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 get the fuck. I swear to God, you could run over a Filipino woman and she still wouldn't know the goddamn car was there. Like, no spatial awareness and they don't pay attention for shit. Asians in general don't pay attention to anything. They're the most self-centered, self-righteous, smartest people you'll ever meet, generally speaking. But God, it's fucking irritating. Even like you go to the swap meet and you see a bunch of, you know, all cultures and everybody there. White people get out of the way. Mexicans get out of the way. They come out in droves. There's tons of everybody everywhere. But fucking Asians, they'll just sit there and then fucking like just stand there. Move it. Fuck. God damn. So, another little side note, because I actually did plan on getting into some Christmas talk and some positivity, which, you know, that's hilarious that I even mentioned that word. I got tired of people talking about Yellowstone, and I finally started watching it. I'm only halfway through the second season, and fuck Beth. Beth is just one of those fucking passive-aggressive bully women that got screwed over one time. They can't let go of their fucking mommy issues and grow up and just take out their aggression on the entire world and use it as excuse to be a bitch. And then they use that as a role model for women. Oh my God, I love Beth. Oh yeah, she kicked that guy in the balls. Oh God, she's such a strong woman. And then these same women that are idolizing Beth are all bitching and moaning. Why don't I have a man? I just want to be cuddled. Well, you're a fucking cat. Cats like get in your lap and purr and act all cute and shit, and the minute you touch them, they swipe you in the face with the claws. Like, I swear to God, you would just think that I hate women in general, and for the most part, I do, but God, that's irritating. I 3 episodes into Beth, and I knew that they were going to make her out to be the queen of the show. And first of all, she's old as shit. She looks like she could be Kevin Costner's wife. And I had no idea that she was going to be his daughter. And then the way she acts, it's like, you know, she's got some fucking drama. Boo-hoo, she wasn't loved as a kid and was told to toughen up and all this shit. All right, well, we all were. Grow a set. You want to act like a dude? And then she pushes her brother to the point that he hits her and then plays the woman card. Oh, you hit a woman, a man would have walked away. Shut up, bitch. You want to act like a man and start hitting a man? Get slapped. Get the fuck out of here. And then everyone's like, oh, no, you can't say that. It's fucking Beth. She's the best part of the show. I'm sorry. I'm 2.5 seasons into this thing already, and I still think she's a bitch. And the other thing I notice is, you might think it's unrealistic that cowboys talk with their fists. No, it is not. I have worked in 2 cowboy bars in 3 country bands, and that is literally what they do. They drive to the bar, throw their Coors Light out the window, glass or can, doesn't matter, and then they'll fucking just be dicks about everything. Sitting in my seat. That's my woman. Are you talking to me? You looking this away, son? Like, shut the fuck up. Like, okay, we get it. You throw bales of hay, clean cow shit, and shove your elbow all the way up into a cow's ass every single fucking week. But, hey, you do you, and apparently everyone else has the problem. But, no, you just take it out on the world because you got a tough job. Well, thank you, cattle ranchers, farmers, and cowboys for what you do because we all prosper from it and love what we get from it. However, that does not entitle you to be a fucking dick. You know who could be a dick and really isn't being a dick that I think is hilarious is Elon Musk. He is having the grandest time on Twitter right now. He is posting memes and jokes and everybody looks at him like he's a fucking news source. And he's not. He has a personal account that he just posts jokes and pictures of what's at his bedside, and everybody freaks out. Oh my God. He posted a picture with 4 cans of diet caffeine-free Coke, some kind of revolver. I'm not a gun guy, don't give a shit. a musket that was in a collector box with a picture of, Crossed and whatever, the George Washington thing, whatever it is. Within a minute, major news sources started reporting that Elon Musk is threatening Twitter by posting pictures of guns and threatening news outlets by posting pictures of guns with a painting of George Washington next to his bed. Bitch, that is a prop collector gun that anybody could get. And he probably has a musket because I don't know, his last name's Musk. And he probably thinks it's hilarious. Elon Musket. Get it? Let that sink in. Get it? It's fucking funny. But everybody takes everything so goddamn serious these days that they're just, God, they're so bad-mouthing and pitching a fit over Twitter that they all spend their entire time on Twitter bitching about Twitter. Can you tell me the logic behind that? Go ahead. I'll give you 10 seconds. Like, fucking A, people. These are some of the dumbest people I have ever seen. All these people that just think the world owes them something, that you stay woke, you can't say certain things unless it's the hashtag trendy version of the world that you think you live in. And because he wants freedom of speech and says whatever he wants. Oh my God. Fuck that. Oh God, so I'm just letting it all out today. One more street has construction, and I swear to God, I'm going to Grand Theft Auto hooker bowl through all these orange goddamn cones. I just am over the fucking construction. But it's progress, and it helps a growing city. I did not move here for a growing city. But it helps Vegas economy. No, it does not. Casinos do. Sports did not help the Vegas economy. There would still be truckloads of Asians and Canadians, no offense, Dustin, showing up in droves to go gamble at our fucking casinos. We're not waiting for money to come in. We're expanding so much, we are basically LA right now. The crime is here. It's so bad that I feel like I'm back in Lakewood, which is south of Tacoma and even more south than Seattle and Washington. Everybody says they're from Seattle. They're really not. They're from Tacoma or Chehalis or Olympia or something like that. Puyallup. But yeah, it's turned up in Lakewood. Somebody gets shot outside your window, you just make sure it's no one you know and go back to bed. And it's getting bad here in Vegas. So, you know, it is what it is. Anywho, I am at the comic shop. I'm going to pick up some things with money I don't have. And I think I only have like one or two anyway. I haven't read anything in the last 4 months because I haven't had time. But I think that new cartoon Ninja Turtles comic is out, maybe. Maybe something else. I don't know. Who the fuck knows, right? Good old comic shops. Yes, I'll put my fucking seatbelt on. God, this whole passive-aggressive beeping shit needs to stop. Get done microwaving your food and it's like, beep, did you forget about me? No, I did not. Bitch, I'm letting you cool down. Beep, are you sure? Beep, beep, bitch. I will smack a microwave. I am not scared. Alright, got some comics. I picked up Vanish. Apparently they're up to number 3 and I haven't read a single one, but I got them all. I don't even know who, I don't even know who draws that or why I wanted it. I think it's Tony Daniel, Tony X Daniel, S Daniel. I don't know, one of them writes for Futurama and one of them drew Batman and then was the guy from the 10th. I don't know, one of the two. And then I got signed up for Darkwing and Gargoyles. They're going to do comic books at Disney Afternoon stuff again from Dynamite. They're finally moving away from Cheesecake, Weirdo, pseudo porn, I guess, because that doesn't sell. Nobody likes titties anymore. Fuck, it's sitting right next to me and I don't even know what the fuck I got. Strange Academy is always good. The guy did Spider-Man and then Crimson back in the day. And yeah, enough of that. So I don't know what I got. And this is what happens. I go and I buy a bunch of shit that I never read. Oh, Spawn. King, no, Scorched. I think that's what it was. Scorched is good. It's drawn by Brett Booth, the old X-Men guy. Or one of the 90s X-Men guys. It was like him, Capullo, and like Churchill, and somebody else. Those were all my comic book artists that I loved. Besides, obviously, the guys that left for Image. But, anywho. So, last day of November, right? You remember what that was like as a kid? I remember, usually Thanksgivings were pretty big, even though I'd never liked them. And we would probably start decorating around the 15th of November. So it wasn't necessarily exciting to be one of those people to be like, oh yeah, we're getting the tree after Thanksgiving dinner. Or we're going to start... I think that would be a cool tradition, though, to have the Christmas tree up and then the whole family, while they're there, decorate your tree. But, you know, none of us liked each other or did that. I remember the first year after my grandma died, she had died a few days after Thanksgiving. Go figure. And we tried to decorate the tree in her house, and it just... My uncle was being such a bastard about everything that the radio started changing stations on its own. It's like, Grandma did not want us there and did not want us celebrating Christmas. She was probably pretty bitter about the whole thing and how everything was handled, and everybody fought over her stuff, and that's exactly what she didn't want. So, you know, my uncle's a traditionalist and thinks the entire world still lives in the 40s and 50s, and we all sit down to a big family meal on the farm and that kind of shit. So he had Christmas music playing, snacks. Me and my girlfriend at the time were over there trying to decorate the Christmas tree, and I shit you not, the station that we had it on for the radio, it kept changing. Like, it changed off of Christmas music. We change it back. And it wasn't... Now, there's dials, okay? It wasn't like a knob on some of these older radios. Now, granted, she passed in 2011, but the radio they were using was older. And it's not like the knob that you have in your car or on a TV, because nothing has knobs or buttons anymore. It was sort of a rotary disc. So if I were to try and debunk that, I would say the rotary disc was... gunked up, maybe, and it just sort of dislodged itself and would make it change the channels. But a lot of ghost hunting, paranormal hunting is a series of happy coincidences and things like that. So I don't know why the fuck traffic is backed up in a fucking parking lot. What the hell is going on? It's like all these damn people trying to get on the freeway to go pay their goddamn rent down in Chinatown like the rest of us. Jeez. I think I can cut off a fire truck. That's legal, right? He doesn't have the flashing lights. Weird. Anywho, I'm gonna... You know, this is I don't know if anyone else does this. If you've got a mile-long left turn, does anyone else turn right... Go down a little bit, make a U-turn, and then come back before all these fools figure it out? I do. I think it's hysterical. Look at me, Dukes of Hazzard, middle of a fucking street. Damn. And now here I am, getting on the freeway, when it would have been another 20 minutes waiting at that goddamn light. People are not smart. Anywho. And then, to top it off with the happy series of coincidences that beheld us that night, God, I want to say food was falling off the table, or like, but, you know, they're just a bunch of clumsy fat people, so that's to be expected. There was also, the tree kept falling, and I've never seen that before. Every time we'd put a decoration on, and it was even tied to the wall, there was like a fisheye hook and stuff that was there, and it, yeah, very creepy, very sad,
And that's sort of how fucking, you know, things went, that whole thing. So, I'm sorry, I'm distracted because I'm at a weird fucking intersection. No, on that lane. I guess I can on this lane. Whatever. Yeah, fucking weird intersections where they say you can't turn right on red, but then one lane says you can. It's hard to tell which one's which. I don't know. I just don't want to fucking chance it, because cops are out there giving tickets that look like, you know, to people that look like they can afford it, basically. Anywho, so my whole long rant about that is, if you weren't bored enough, it was weird that we didn't have a tradition, and when my uncle tried to decorate after Thanksgiving, seemed like grandma kept sabotaging it, you know, which it is what it is. And I've never seen a tree fall over several times, and then we finally just left. We're like, this is a sign. This is, she doesn't want us here. She's mad about how everybody acted. Just be done with it. But December 1st, is there anything that sticks out in your mind as to what December 1st is? Historically, I'm sure there is something. But Advent calendars. That's something I want to mention, or see what your guys' thoughts are. That was something I used to look forward to, and my mom was always a really good spoiler. I was an only child to a single mom, so she spoiled the fuck out of me and wanted to make sure that every single moment was special and memorable. And not just through buying gifts, but through appreciating things and enjoying things. So we would do an advent calendar, and it started when I was a kid, probably, I think the first one I had was maybe 5-6 years old, something like that, I think I remember. And it started that, it was just a little cardboard box, very thin cardboard box, and it would have 24 chocolates in it, and then the big one on Christmas Eve, or Christmas Day, I think they only go up to 24, now I don't even know, I think it only does 24, I think the 24th was the big one, and you got like a silver dollar sized, you know, piece of chocolate, which for kids these days, they don't know what the fuck a silver dollar is, but, you know, whatever. You went from quarter size chocolates that looked like candy canes and wreaths and, you know, all sorts of stuff. And then you got Santa Claus was the big one. And then somewhere along the lines, mom started getting into this thing called Christmas Around the World, which was a mail order catalog, sort of like Sears catalog, but it was only about Christmas stuff and sort of the bulk Christmas gifts you could get people, like blankets or the newest appliances or coffee makers or something like that. And she started getting just tons and tons of Christmas decorations. And one of them was a cloth wall bear with 24 pouches. And you would move, I think originally it might have been a candy cane or something, but we had to replace it with another little bear. But you every day would take it and you would move this bear. And I thought, okay, that's cool. I'm not getting chocolate anymore. But I would still wake up every day in December and think it was special and go, okay. Well, I remember moving it and then there was something in there. And I was like, what is this? There's a pouch. How would I know? She put like a chocolate coin in there. Or the next day it would be, maybe she had saved some Halloween candy or maybe some Christmas candy or something like that. And every day I would wake up, it was like Christmas morning every single day for the advent calendar. Well, as she does and as we do, it got way out of hand to where she would get things that wouldn't fit in this little, like, you know, pouch. And the pouch was only probably like an inch deep by 1.5 inches wide, maybe 2 inches wide. So really not much could fit in there. And then it started getting into little notes where you'd pull it out and the note would say, good for one Archie comic. And then I'd open my lunch and there'd be one in there, like the little, you know, digest books, which back then were like, you know, $1.25, which was a lot of money for, you know, a fucking comic book back then, but it was fucking huge. And then it just, and then the 24th would be like, you got to open one of your gifts or something like that. So it just got way, way, way out of hand. And finally it got to the point where it just, God, it was like a game or a comic book or an action figure almost every other day. Sometimes even every day towards the last week, because things were cheap back then. And that seems ridiculous now. Can you imagine still having a Christmas with 50 presents and then getting 24 action figures? Well, back then, action figures were like fucking $2.99 to $7.99 for a really big one. And I'm talking even all the way up until like early 2000s, right after I got out of college. I was still, oh, I still collect now. I don't want to fool you, but I was still collecting like toys and the newest stuff that was on the shelf, and it wasn't geared towards collectors back then. That was just, that's what kids that age were still playing with. Like, I remember just all sorts of stuff was in there. So in the last, you know, and we still do traditions and I still get figures and things like that, because now I'm a collector, but it's harder, and mom wants to get me toys, but I'm asking for things like underwear, socks, and, you know, packages of toilet paper and shit that helps the household, because that shit's expensive. And as an adult, I'd rather have someone fill my household with food and usable things than stuff I'm gonna, you know, keep for 5 years and then sell on eBay. Which, don't get me wrong, I've appreciated everything I've ever got, and I love all the toys and the Christmas presents that I ever got, but here we are. How many of us have sold the things that maybe our parents struggled to get? I mean, I know I kept darn near everything, you know, the guitars and the basses and drums and Nintendos, all the heavy ticket items that I knew my family struggled to afford to get me, I kept all of those. But the things like, you know, every G.I. Joe, or there for a while when Mattel had first taken over wrestling, and they were just, we didn't know there was going to be something called Elite. And they're doing this again. Now, this is a side note here. When Mattel first came out with the license, the only Elite figures were the Legends series. And then, it's kind of like what they're doing with the Ultimate Edition figures now. They come out with one or two here and there, and then all of a sudden it becomes their own line, and now there's one or two a month. Well, back then, the only Elite-style figures were the Legends, and the rest were basics. So I had a shit ton of basics of people I didn't even know who they were, like, you know, Bo Dallas and Nexus people and Ted DiBiase Jr. And, you know, my mom would just go, cool, WWE, he doesn't have this one, I'm buying him one of every wrestler. And it was cool, but it was just like, okay, I've since sold all of them because it wasn't anything collectible for me. That was before I realized I only wanted one of each character and not one of everything that the company's putting out, because Mattel ruined that for me with every single fucking month. There's 24 new figures. I mean, that's ridiculous if you think about it. Seriously, every month there's a new series, whether it's Ultimate, Superstars, Basic, Tag Teams, which they've kind of stopped because there aren't tag teams anymore, but they call them like battle packs now, and then the Basic and the Elites. It's like you can't keep up even if you wanted to collect every single one of them. Superstars, Classic Superstars was way different, and Ruthless Aggression, I don't remember them doubling up as much as fucking Mattel does. Mattel, I swear to God, takes figures that don't sell and repaints them, puts them in the package, or puts them in a best of top 10, 2000, whatever, and just resells them, kind of like, you know, Halloween candy kind of shit. So, but back to advent calendars, I would say probably the last 10 years in my, you know, late 30s now into 40s, mom still does it. And it's just gotten too expensive because you can't put 24 comics in there anymore. I mean, we realized, and I felt so bad for her, and I kept telling her to stop, but she just wouldn't do it, that the advent calendar itself was costing her a couple hundred dollars just to have something special. And even between candy, fucking candy bars are like $1 to $2 now, and it just, everything's so fucking expensive. It's taking the fun out of it. And being able to spoil each other is, you know, really hard to do these days. So we decided, you know, last year I still got something, I don't remember what it was, but she started doing things like, well, here, this is your advent calendar, here's one game, and you can just play it every day this month. Or here's a bag of candy, and then I'll give you a comic on the 24th, you know. She's getting older, I'm getting older, and this year we decided, no, we're just not going to do it. It's too much. I live alone. I don't even feel like decorating. The whole pandemic, I really don't really remember decorating for anything. I think last year I put up a tree in my bathtub, which I might do again this year, but I'm over it. Like, it's just too much. So we decided, we're like, yeah, we're done. We're not doing advent calendars this year. And then she shows up. She's like, you're not going to believe this. Because I told her, I said, let's do cheap stuff this year for Christmas so that we're not spending money. None of us have any money or extra stuff. And we just return things anyway to buy new stuff. And it just started piling up and became sort of like organized hoarders. And so she's like, you're not going to believe what I found. Because I had suggested, let's go to Five Below and just find each other like some cheap little fun gifts or thrifting or Goodwill stuff just for fun and for memory's sake. So she goes to Five Below, and I'll be damned if they didn't have one of the old boxes. It's like Reese's. I don't know how many Reese's are going to be in each one, but she bought me this thing that had 24 pouches for Reese's candy in it. And then she's like, of course, yeah, I had to get something else. And she pulls out this giant thing with Marvel characters all over it. I'm like, what the hell is this? And it's a comic book a day. It's just fun little advent calendar for kids. You open it up and it's like 6 feet wide, and there's a little palm-sized comic book, like a mini comic, inside every single day that you can read. And that was fun. I don't know how she does it. God bless her. She always makes things special and fun. Just when I lose the spirit, just when I give up and I don't care anymore, she finds one little thing to like bring it back and keep the youthfulness inside me alive, you know. And I'll forever cherish that. Those will be my memories forever. Not that she's going anywhere. She's healthy as can be, you know. Granted, the whole kidney thing really bugged me, and now of course there's even more stuff going on with that, but that's not even worth talking about. It's just fucking stupid. They made a mistake and may have got the kidney stone out of the wrong kidney, which is why they blasted her in the wrong way and overdid it. So yeah, it's gonna be a big fucking mess. But anyway, so advent calendars were fun, and for those of you that have kids, I don't know if that's one of the traditions you do with your kids, or maybe you guys decorate cookies or do something. And you know, I don't have kids. I don't have a wife or girlfriend, so all I still have is my mom and her husband. And I thought, well, and Freya. I took Freya with with all of us last year. We went around, drove around, looked at Christmas lights. And I'll be damned if the dog didn't enjoy that. Like, she's looking out the window, just looking at everything, sniffing the world, looking at the lights. She just thought it was the coolest thing ever. So we'll probably do that this year. But again, now my mom does dessert parties and different things where she used to do. And now she's finally got a bar that she can drop it off at now that I'm working in the bars again and with a lot of people. So I said, instead of killing yourself, let's do one thing a week, holiday related, you know. So let's go look at lights, and then she can do fudge that week. And then next week, maybe let's go drive up and see some snow somewhere, or go see a Christmas movie, and we can wrap presents or something. I don't know. But I hope if you do have kids that you do have some kind of tradition. And I don't know about your upbringing, but I think some of my fondest memories were Christmas. And even if I didn't get what I wanted, even though I never really asked for much, Christmas was always one of my favorite times of year, just because I was so excited to get new stuff. And the family was there. Everyone seemed to be in a better mood and enjoyed things more during Christmas time and opening presents. And I remember even my uncle was more enjoyable because Christmas was his favorite time. We would sit down and we would draw things together, or, and this is only like once or twice, mind you, I'm not saying, you know, he's a fucking saint or whatnot, but grandma would bake things or bake bread and cookies, and mom would bake all sorts of candies and fudges and cookies and cakes and just absolutely everything you could imagine. So yeah, those are fun memories, and I hope you or your kids have those memories still and are creating new ones. God, holiday traffic is the worst. It's not even a holiday. It's still the worst. It's fucking 2 o'clock. It's when all the kids get out of school and everyone's in a rush and trying to get the hell out. So, Target had some interesting things beyond Black Santa that I hadn't seen in a while. They had fuzzy ornaments and flocked decorations. Like, everything in the 70s and 80s was flocked. The toys, the decorations, even pieces of cardboard and printout cutouts had little flocking on them. And I always thought that was a pretty neat idea because, you know, it's fuzzy. Who doesn't want to touch something fuzzy? It's why I still, you know, get all the chicks on Tinder. Seriously, though, like, so they had deer and reindeer and some other oddball things, but they were all that sort of hollowed out plastic covered in flocking, which I just thought was pretty neat. I hadn't seen that in forever, so good to see some things coming back. But I remember they stopped flocking trees some people started figuring out that it wasn't healthy for you, but literally nothing in the 80s was healthy for you, which I think is hysterical thinking about it now, because cars would just spew out black smoke, and you had cars that were actually made out of metal. You had gas that was regular or unleaded, and then, toxic fumes were absolutely everywhere. So how we're still alive right now is beyond me, but that didn't kill us back then. I guess COVID's not going to kill us now. Well, I said the word, I'm probably going to get a COVID warning on the podcast episode now. It's fucking stupid. Anyway, it's neat to see those little things. I remember also when window clings became a big thing, you would always see everything in a clear window cling. And then the newer ones, they were a different material. The old ones didn't really do or cling that well. So the newer ones, they made a little stickier, but I put some on in the house when I moved in 7 years ago that I found, and those fuckers ripped the paint off of my door, the closet door, and if I put them on the window, like, the imprint of the image got baked into the window from the sun, so I don't do that. And then there's also the, it was like a saran wrap sort of thing. I don't know what it was, but it was a print that you could buy, and it was like the texture consistency of like a garbage bag or saran wrap, and it would just be this thing that you would get, and it would have a fucking picture of Santa and reindeer. And I kept one of those forever. That was part of our regular one. We would make a frame out of garland, and it was just interesting. I haven't seen something like that in a long time either. There have been those little trash bag sort of things that they'll put prints on that you can get at the dollar store for like Halloween. So I'm sure they got them for Christmas too. But yeah, my God, I'm passing the school zone and they're all crossing the street. Half of these kids are wearing masks and half of those have their nose exposed. They all have their heads buried in some electronic or they have earbuds in that look like the little sperm drip from There's Something About Mary with Ben Stiller. And there's very few kids talking to each other. There's like no human interaction. I didn't even have a lot of friends in high school, but I would still talk to kids on the way to the bus stop, or I would joke with people or bitch about the teachers or say which teacher or substitute was hot or something. These kids are just like in their own little fucking world. I hate cell phones. I really do. I am almost ready to just get rid of mine completely. It does me no good. I don't accept calls. I don't text anyone, and I don't need to be in constant contact with anyone. I am perfectly okay with a iPad or a used cell phone that I just hook up to Wi-Fi like, you know, the homeless do or something, and then just use that when I'm at home. And then if, you know, I mean, it used to be good when you were on the road. If you had a flat tire or if you had something, you could call for help. But now, there were so many people with cell phones, and they keep upgrading the services. And especially in Nevada, and if you live in podunk areas, or rural, I guess as they call it, you just don't get service. Which, that's scary. You'd have to have a satellite phone if you went hiking or mountain climbing or something like that. I don't see the point in cell phones anymore. But anywho, back to Christmas. There's a lot of fun decorations that I remember. And then things started slowly getting replaced by inflatables, which I'm also not a big fan of. Like, one or two things are cool. And then when everybody starts doing it, and then they all start being lazy, and you don't go and see lights on trees or anything anymore, or lights on houses, because everyone's got these, oh, this is the laziest thing I've ever fucking seen, is those hologram things, where you just put this little box in your driveway, and it paints your entire house in a fucking hologram. How fucking lazy can people get these days? I've never seen this ever in history, but I've seen it in a lot of dystopian shows and things. I can't remember if it was Wall-E or one of those Disney movies where they looked into the future and it was just a bunch of fat people in flying chairs with their eyes glued to a monitor or some sort of screen. That's where we're headed. That's exactly where we're headed right now. And people don't want to do a damn thing about it. It's absolutely crazy. I said re-crazy. I was going to say ridiculous. But it came out as crazy and ridiculous, which is re-crazy. Look at me. Best president ever. 45 of them. And I ended up being the one with the most words. I know a lot of words. The best words. We have the greatest nation of words ever. You can't see me doing the hand motion. I do make fun of Trump too, believe it or not, for those of you that have followed my political rants and stuff and think that I'm just a gun-toting, drug-riding conservative. I am not. I hate everybody equally, and that is the truth. So, anywho, I'm going to head over to Mom's and pick up some stuff. She's got packaging material for me and things like that. And, yeah. Get back at you in a minute. Remind me to never take fucking side roads again. It's the most ridiculous thing in the world. All this goddamn construction when they're trying to build these fucking freeways for people. And they close down usable roads. And then when you actually get to a spot that has usable roads, they go down to one lane because they're building fucking houses. And they got to make sidewalks and shit. Taking me 45 minutes to get from Chinatown to my mom's place, and now it's taken me a half hour or more to get from her place just to get to a freeway so I can get back to my place. And Nevada is open range. Like, this is the worst part about it, is I can literally see my house, the strip, my mom's house, the airport, and south of town, a 30-mile radius, and I can't go anywhere because I'm still sitting here waiting for these construction vehicles to fucking move. So ridiculous. I feel like semi-trucks and construction vehicles should be doing this shit overnight and get out of our goddamn way. Because at least then there isn't regular daytime traffic, which Lord knows you have to do everything during the day now. When the town was 24 hours, it was awesome because you could go to Walmart, you could get off work at 2, 3 in the morning, do whatever, get some good food when there was options, and then be able to go to the store and shop on the way home so your ice cream didn't melt in 100 degree weather or more. And yeah, now, no, not so much. Can't do shit. In fact, even fucking Popeyes. I tried going to Popeyes the other day, and it was just a joke. They don't have the staff, and there's a sign on the door that says, "We don't have the staff to open the lobby, so we're not gonna do that. It's only drive-through." It's like, you fuckers never monitored the lobby to begin with. We bust our own tables and cleaned our own shit. You're just using things as an excuse. Everything. Pandemic has made it an excuse to not do your fucking job anymore. And now everybody's making more money to be lazier. People still don't want to do their damn job. And it's so irritating. Absolutely irritating. I hate that as security, we were supposed to be making more than anyone else because we put our bodies and lives on the line protecting you assholes so you could get drunk and have fun. And they paid us between $15 and $17 an hour, which was a good deal back then. But now, if somebody tries to pay you $15 an hour, it's like, psh, fuck off with that noise. That's not worth shit because they're paying these idiots at, In-N-Out and all them, they're up to $17 to $20 an hour. Flip burgers. So there's nothing wrong with that. Maybe I should be doing it. Maybe they've got the right idea, but they don't even do their damn job. They're flipping burgers and they got a fucking attitude with everything. So fucking irritating. Anyway, I'll wrap this up. Maybe go to one more store and get even more irritated before I go home, put myself in timeout and take a goddamn nap like a child because I'm in such a bad mood all the damn time. Never fucking drive during rush hour traffic or sundown traffic in Vegas. It's absolutely ridiculous because kids get out at 2 and then Amazon lets out at between 3 and 4 and so does the military. So it's like right before sundown, when all the casino workers and everyone's trying to get to their jobs, everyone else is coming home and it's a fucking madhouse. And everyone's in a rush. Everybody's trying to get where they're going. They don't understand why you're on the road too. It's just fucking ridiculous. Anyway, advent calendars were fun. I'm excited to see these comic book things that I got. And I should mention the Funko things. They are trying, and I've seen Lego do it, but I got a Star Wars Lego one year, and they give you like 5 bricks and say shape it in an X, and there you go, it's an X-Wing kid. Well, okay, like at least throw a minifigure in there, which I don't know why minifigures are so expensive. They're literally 2 bricks that you put together that have movable arms and legs. So why are they expensive? It's the Warhammer scenario where they're charging you more because they know its value. It's so dumb. You can get the same, I don't know if you've heard me talk about that before, but if you collect Warhammer miniatures, you're buying the cheapest amount and most minuscule amount of plastic possible, and they're still going to charge you $30 to $100 per miniature because of the value it has in the game. And they don't want everybody having Wolverine, or they don't want everybody having Akhenaten, the big giant thing that's going to kill everyone in the game. I don't know. It's dumb because they're really only worth 25 cents of plastic. That's why everybody's 3D printing their own shit now, which I don't blame them. But Funko tried to do their thing, and I got the little 13 Days of Halloween ones. Yeah, it was all right, but I don't really like all those characters, so it was kind of dumb. And I've seen 24 Days of Marvel, and I doubt there's 24 miniatures in there. But, you know, I'd give it a try if somebody got me one, but for the most part, yeah, it just seems like a waste. So, anywho, you know what? Fuck it, I am just going to go home because these people are pissing me off. And hope you have a good whatever the fuck, that your November was decent. And I hope December is filled with memories and everybody's able to make money to get themselves or some kids some things. Oh, by the way, Black Friday fucking sucked. Everything went down to the price that it actually should have been. And there wasn't a single deal. Usually I try and sneak some shit in, or I backstock on things that I can load up on to make customs with, that it can sit in my closet for 2 years that I'll never get to. Yeah, I didn't buy a single thing for Black Friday this year. So, yeah, something needs to change. All right, be safe and sane. Because I'm not...